from Washington. This is VOA News. U.S.-led airstrikes hit Islamic State convoy near Mosul. A power-sharing agreement reached in South Sudan. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. U.S. officials say U.S.-led airstrikes hit a convoy of Islamic State militants' vehicles near the Iraqi city of Mosul Saturday. The officials say the 10-vehicle convoy was moving near a gathering of Islamic State leaders. U.S. officials could not confirm whether Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was among the leaders thought to be at the meeting or if any of the group's leaders were wounded or killed. For weeks now, U.S.-led forces have carried out near-daily airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar have agreed on a power-sharing formula and a deal to establish a national transitional government that would help bring about the world's newest nation to elections. The two warring leaders also called on their troops for an immediate ceasefire Friday during the ongoing peace talks in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. Americans Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller are on their way to the U.S. after being detained by North Korea. The State Department's announcement of their release Saturday comes less than 3 weeks after the unexpected release of another American detained in North Korea, Jeffrey Fowle. President Barack Obama told reporters Saturday the U.S. is very grateful for their safe return. U.S. National Intelligence Director James Clapper reportedly is accompanying Bay and Miller back to the United States after discussing the release with North Korean authorities. President Obama said he appreciates Clapper doing a great job on what he described as obviously a challenging mission. This is VOA News. Japan's Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida and his Chinese counterpart, Foreign Minister Wang Yi, have met formally in Beijing for the first time in more than 2 years. The two met in diplomatic efforts to lay the groundwork for a possible summit between the two countries' top leaders on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference, which begins in Beijing on Monday. In Beijing, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the meeting.
This agreement is a beginning. It's not an end. It's the outline of steps that now need to be taken in order to really define how certain tensions are going to really be resolved. So it will be over time that this will be given a little more meat on the bones.
Japan and China agreed on Friday to establish a diplomatic mechanism to avoid an escalation of a dispute about a group of uninhabited islands. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry also says the U.S. and Russia have agreed to exchange information about developments in Ukraine. Kerry told reporters at the APEC gathering in Beijing Saturday that despite disagreements on some facts about what is happening in Ukraine, Washington and Moscow will exchange some information regarding that. In Sudan, reports say an attacker with a knife killed two soldiers guarding a gate at the presidential palace in Khartoum before other troops shot him dead on Saturday. Press Secretary Imad Ahmed tells Reuters News Service President Omar Hassan al-Bashir was not in the Republican Palace, at the time. This weekend marks 25 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall. The event signaled the beginning of the end of the German Democratic Republic, or East Germany. Henry Ridgewell is in Berlin with a report.
As Berliners prepare to celebrate this weekend, there is a growing debate over what is known as Ostalgie, the surviving infrastructure of the old regime. Sections of the Berlin Wall, preserved checkpoints, secret prisons, provide a strong antidote to Ostalgie. Conditions in East Germany led thousands to risk their lives trying to cross to the West, says Berlin Wall Memorial Director Axel Klausmeier.
There was no political freedom of speech, no freedom of travel, and no freedom for the press. And the Stasi, the secret police, was everywhere.
For younger generations in unified Germany, Ostalgie is confined to museums and history books. For many of those who grew up in the East, childhood nostalgia is mixed with painful memories. Henry Ridgewell, Berlin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.